Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch multiple development projects in Assam today. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by over $15 billion, crossing $653 billion mark. India calls for more inclusive fight against bigotry that targets religiophobia. Mark Carney sworn in as Canada's new Prime Minister, vows country will never be part of United States. SpaceX and NASA launch Crew-10 mission to bring home stranded astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians to lock horns with Delhi Capitals in title clash at Mumbai this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch multiple development projects in Assam today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Borphukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district. This afternoon, the Home Minister will visit Mizoram to take part in a function related to the relocation of the Assam Rifles base from the heart of Aizawl city to Zaw Khao Sang. Our correspondent has the details.
The visit of Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold great significance and historical importance as it would fulfill the long-cherished dreams of the Mizo people in relocating Assam Rifles from Aizawl city to Zaw Khao Sang, which is about 15 kilometers from the state capital Aizawl. The Mizo people have been demanding shifting of Assam Rifles bases to a new location since 1988. The then MNF government under Lal Denga first put the demand for relocation of Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl city. In October last year, a memorandum of agreement was signed between Lal Duma-led ZPM government and Assam Rifles, which will come effective from April this year. With the relocation function of Assam Rifles to be held in the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah, a new landmark chapter of history will be written in Mizoram after three decades. Gingangke, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Union Minister for Railways, Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, will arrive in Chennai this morning on a day-long visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate a new campus of Zetwork Electronics at Tiruvallur. Mr. Vaishnav would also visit the Hyperloop pod and interact with a team at Thayur campus of IIT. He is also scheduled to visit the Centre for Innovation in the evening. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Maharashtra secured the second position in the country under the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Yojana. This was informed by State Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis on social media. Maharashtra achieved this position with 1,92,936 solar power projects installed under the scheme. The scheme, launched on the 13th of February last year, has seen a total of 10,09,000 solar power projects installed across the country by the 10th of March this year. Mr. Fadnavis also stated that Maharashtra will continue to actively contribute to this initiative. The goal is to reach 1 crore families by 2026-27. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $15.26 billion, reaching over $653.96 billion in the week ending March 7th, bolstered by the Reserve Bank of India's RBI currency swap operations last month. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the RBI, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $13.93 billion to over $557.28 billion. During the last week, gold reserves rose by $1 billion, totaling over $74.32 billion. Today is World Consumer Rights Day. It is celebrated on the 15th of March annually to serve as an essential reminder of the need to uphold consumer rights and protection. The day is also an opportunity to promote the basic rights of all consumers and encourage those rights to be respected and protected. Our correspondent reports that the theme for the World Consumer Rights Day 2025 is a just transition to sustainable lifestyles.
Government has taken various steps to protect the rights of consumers and early redressal of their grievances. The Consumer Affairs Ministry is running various consumer awareness programs through Jago Grahak Jago. National Consumer Helpline has also partnered with over 1,000 companies to expedite grievance resolution. To safeguard consumers from unfair trade practices in e-commerce, the Department of Consumer Affairs has notified the Consumer Protection E-Commerce Rules 2020. These rules outline the responsibilities of e-commerce entities and specify the liabilities of marketplace and inventory e-commerce entities, including provisions for customer grievance redressal. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. India has called for a more inclusive fight against bigotry that takes on religiophobia, targeting hatred of all religions. Expressing concern over violence against places of worship and religions, India's permanent representative P. Harish said that India strongly believes that the path to meaningful progress in fighting bigotry lies in acknowledging that religiophobia in its various forms threatens the fabric of a diverse global society. He said this at the General Assembly commemoration of the International Day to Combat Islamophobia. Former central banker Mark Carney has been sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Canada. 59-year-old Carney replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who was in office for 9 years. Governor-General Mary Simon, the personal representative of King Charles, who is Canada's head of state, presided over the ceremony of the 24th Prime Minister of Ottawa yesterday. A new cabinet of 13 men and 11 women was sworn in, smaller than Trudeau's 37-member team. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. He said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that Canada expects respect from America and U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Carney has said he's ready to meet with Mr. Trump if he shows respect for Canadian sovereignty.
Well, personally, I've been clear. The ministers behind me, I think, to an individual, when asked, have been clear that we will never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada. Look at the ceremony we just had. You could not have had that ceremony in America.
Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has dismissed speculation that Greenland might become part of the United States, following remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump suggesting a potential U.S. annexation of the island. Speaking about the recent election in Greenland, an autonomous territory of Denmark, he said that it would be incorrect to interpret the results as a sign of imminent independence or any intention to join the United States. He said if he read the Greenlandic election currently, he believes that Greenland will remain part of the Danish Commonwealth for quite some time. He said the Commonwealth needs to be renewed and modernized. He also dismissed any suggestion that Greenlanders wish to abandon the ties with Denmark. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through the Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. Police said the improvised explosive device IED was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured have been moved to a district hospital. French President Emmanuel Macron called on Russia to accept the US brokered proposal for an interim 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. He criticized Russia's delaying statements following his discussions with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Macron said he spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky and then with Prime Minister Keir Starmer yesterday, following the progress made during the meeting between the United States and Ukraine in Jeddah on Tuesday. He said that the Russian aggression in Ukraine must end. SpaceX and NASA have launched a mission to bring back U.S. astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore from the International Space Station, where they have been stranded for 9 months. We have more from a correspondent.
The liftoff took place last night by SpaceX and NASA to bring back U.S. astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore with the Falcon 9 rocket carrying a Dragon spacecraft on the Crew 10 mission.
Everything really looks picture perfect. Every one of these crewed missions matters equally to NASA. There are lives on the line after all. But this one again has generated so much of attention because of Wilmore and Williams up on the space station. This crew now flying to meet them will replace them, and after a handover lasting a couple of days, Wilmore and Williams will begin their flight home after a space saga that has lasted more than 9 months.
Ahead of the launch, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth shared a video message expressing support for NASA's SpaceX Crew 10.
It's a joint effort between NASA and SpaceX. You know, President Trump said to Elon Musk, get the astronauts home and do it now. And they're responding. And they're bringing NASA astronauts, which also happen to be retired U.S. Navy Captain Butch Wilmore and retired U.S. Navy Captain Suni Williams home. You got U.S. Army Colonel Ann McClain and U.S. Air Force Major Nicole Ayers. So this is Army, Air Force, and Navy.
Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have been stranded on the ISS for 9 months after reaching there in June last year. They were supposed to stay there for about a week. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moving on to the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. We have a report.
For the third time, Delhi Capitals will try their luck in the finals of WPL as they will up against the home side Mumbai Indians on a batting-friendly pitch. Former Australian skipper Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals are coming off a solid league stage, having won 5 and lost 3 out of 8 matches, finishing on top to earn a direct spot in the final. Mumbai Indians, on the other hand, have shown exceptional all-round performance as Net Saver is the leading scorer, while Amelia Kerr has bagged highest number of wickets. This is the second time when Delhi and Mumbai are up against each other in the finals. During the inaugural edition in 2023, both teams clashed in the finals with Mumbai Indians winning the trophy. In 2024, Royal Challengers Bengaluru clinched the trophy, beating Delhi Capitals again in the finals. Today, Noora Fatehi will bring ultimate heat to the pre-final entertainment with her performance, which will be followed by a power-packed clash between the two sides. With Jigyasa Pandey, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In Jammu and Kashmir, most of the plains and upper reaches in the Kashmir Valley, including Srinagar city, are experiencing continuous rains and snowfall since last evening. The higher reaches in southern district Shopian are experiencing heavy snowfall besides in plains of the district. In central Kashmir's Budgam district, the tourist spots Yusmarg and Dudhpatri, besides higher reaches and plains, are experiencing snowfall.
Heavy rainfall is reported in Banihal Raman sector along Srinagar Jammu National Highway, while Kazigund and Mir Bazar areas leading to the highway are experiencing snowfall. The shooting stones and mudslides have occurred at several places, thereby halting traffic along the highway. The travelers have been advised to plan journey on National Highway only after weather improves and authorities issue green signal. The wet spell has plummeted the temperature across Kashmir region. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Most of the newspapers have not been printed this morning on account of Holi yesterday. Today's press review is taken from the websites of the newspapers. India rejects Pakistan's charge on terror, says look inward, leads the Indian Express. Chandrayaan discovers water ice, India finds success on the moon, reports the Indian Express in a separate story. On the language row, the statesman writes, Tamil Nadu drops rupee symbol from budget logo. In another story, the paper writes, central government seeks coordination with states to check illegal migration. Screenwriters discuss crisis of creativity, need for original content, writes Business Standard. And finally, the Pioneer writes, Cristiano Ronaldo scores to send Al Nassr into the AFC Champions League elite quarters. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch multiple development projects in Assam today. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by over $15 billion, crossing $653 billion mark. India calls for more inclusive fight against bigotry that targets religiophobia. Mark Carney sworn in as Canada's new Prime Minister, vows country will never be part of the United States. SpaceX and NASA launch Crew 10 mission to bring home stranded astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians to lock horns with Delhi Capitals in the title clash at Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.